This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Now, I want to talk about how exercise helps telomere health. Telomeres are the caps that are on the end of our chromosomes. And these are, they kind of like talk about them as like the caps that are on the end of shoelaces. They keep the shoelace from fraying. These are caps that are on the end of our chromosomes, and they basically help the chromosomes stay intact and being able to divide in a functional way. Now, as we age, the caps, as you can see going left to right, the caps get smaller and smaller until they can actually even not be there at all. And as they shorten, the patient's mortality rate goes up. So as you age and you're going towards the end of your life, your telomeres are going to be shorter. But exercise is one of the things that lengthens telomeres, which slows this aging process. And so it doesn't go as fast if you're exercising because it helps repair the ends of the shoelaces or the ends of the chromosomes. So exercise helps our telomeres by reducing oxidative stress and inflammation, increasing telomerase. This lengthens and repairs the telomeres. The telomeres don't need extreme exercise to thrive, and they respond to many forms of exercise and many levels of exercise. Now, one thing that the experts in telomeres who actually discovered them at UCSF and did a lot of the seminal work is that chronic overtraining, like people that train too hard for exercise, this can actually cause damage to the telomeres. Now, most normal people are not in danger of overtraining, but that is something that they do know.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.